The title of our musical is An Unexpected Christmas. Let me read a familiar passage to you from Luke chapter 2. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region there were shepherds out in their field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. We are all familiar with the Christmas narrative. As a matter of fact, there's some senses in which it might be said that we're a little too familiar with it. After all, although we can likely repeat the details of this particular biblical narrative, the truth is that for Joseph and Mary, at the time these events were unfolding for them, this was totally unexpected. Although they both knew that the baby that Mary had was carrying was indeed the divinely conceived Savior. Aside from that, they were really given no details, just what was going to happen and how it was going to look. And I'm sure they were not expecting to have to go to Bethlehem at this particular point in time. But when Caesar's decree came down, that's where they had to go. And although the town of Bethlehem was indeed a family town from many, many generations past, the truth is that Joseph and Mary probably knew no one there. I'm sure they were not expecting to have to give birth in a barn. But since there was no place for them to stay elsewhere in Bethlehem, then that's what happened. I'm sure that Mary wished that she had somewhere nicer to lay her baby than in a feeding trough. But when you give birth in a barn, you make do with what you have. I'm sure they were taken by surprise when the shepherds showed up reporting the angelic vision that they had received while they were out in the field that night. All that to say that the first Christmas really was an unexpected Christmas. And yet, through those unexpected circumstances, the Almighty Sovereign God did something that had infinite and eternal significance. So here we are, 2,000 years later, celebrating this very event, as we do every year. In our play this morning, a group of strangers found themselves in an airport stranded by inclement weather on Christmas Eve, a scenario that hits way too close to home that all of us are hoping that doesn't happen to us or our family. This assortment of people includes Clara, a woman who is still grieving the recent loss of her husband, This character rehearsed a list of what she felt that she needed for Christmas. Among other things, a sleigh ride in the freshly fallen snow, to warm up beside the fireplace when she came in from the cold. During the holidays, she said, she hears people sing in joy to the world, but she feels helpless, as if the sun won't ever shine again. With a broken heart on this Christmas Eve, Clara felt that her heart had lost its way. Then there was the college student named Caleb. For him, Christmas was going to be sand, surf, and Santa with all of his buds in the Bahamas. And then there was Kaylee, who was questioning religion as a whole, and Christmas in particular, due to both past disappointments and present hurts. And there were other characters, each with his or her own idiosyncrasies, a lot like you and me. Now, let me just add that although it should be self-evident, I need to make a few observations about the implicit message behind this musical. Now, in spite of claims to the contrary, coffee does not make everything better. And although family is valuable and should be loved, Christmas isn't all about family. As beautiful and special as it is to see the reconciliation between family members after times of separation and conflict, and as much as we might desire that, especially at Christmas, that is not what Christmas is all about. And even if you could relive some of those nostalgic moments of Christmas experiences in your past, even if you could experience that sleigh ride in the freshly fallen snow, such things would never truly meet the deepest needs of your heart. And Christmas traditions are not magic, although some of them may be mystical. You know, in so much of contemporary American culture, Christmas has lost its connection to biblical truth. All we have to do is look at advertising. Advertising never mentions Jesus anymore. But Christmas, at its root, is totally about Jesus. The birth of Emmanuel taking place in a stable in Bethlehem was unexpected for Mary and Joseph, but not for God. This was His eternal plan. This was God's plan for the redemption of sinners. Galatians 4 says, "When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons, as daughters." This is the message of Christmas. But it is also true that just as God worked in unexpected ways in Bible times, that He can work in unexpected ways today. Some of you may end up with a Christmas celebration that includes all the traditions and fun that you have come to expect in Christmas celebrations. But some of you may not have that. Are you dealing with grief during this holiday season? There are some that are, and it's particularly heavy. Are you struggling because of strained and fractured relationships? Some are. Or maybe, like Kim and me, with your kids scattered over several thousand miles, you're going to be looking at an empty house this Christmas, and it colors the holidays with just a bit of melancholy. Are doubts casting some sort of shadows over your faith right now? God sometimes works through the unexpected in order to provide us with a perspective that we may have missed in more typical days. So let me encourage you to stay focused on the true meaning of Christmas, that, as 1 John 4 says, the Father has sent His Son to be the Savior of the world. And if the unexpected interrupts your expectations this season, listen closely to what we hear around us and open your spiritual eyes to what God is saying to you and what God is doing. Like a scattered jigsaw puzzle, when the picture comes in view, you'll know that this was orchestrated to be an unexpected Christmas just for you.